Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I know it's not Saturday, it's Sunday, but I just love this group, Naturally 7. They're currently touring with Michael Bublé across the United States. I believe tonight they're doing a show in Florida. Naturally 7 is made up of Roger Thomas, Warren Thomas, their brothers, Ron Eldridge, Jamal Reed, Dwight Stewart, Garfield Buckley, and Hops Hutton. A wonderful group. A lot of you might think about Take Six when you think about them, but I'm going to tell you, I think they take it to another level with their vocal, acrobats, if you want to call it. And I believe we might have them on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Roger.
Hi. Thanks for joining the show this morning.
I am. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Let me see. I think we have somebody else on the line with you. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rod.
Oh, hi, Rod. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining this morning. I know you guys had a show last night in North Carolina, yeah?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. It was a good one.
It was a good one?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. I love your music. I just think you're doing some wonderful stuff. So how has it been touring? You guys just have a really hectic schedule. I mean, just crazy, all over the United States, and then you're going to Canada.
We're on a world tour with Michael Bublé, and we, in between that, we're doing our own kind of thing. So it really, we're doing probably about 250 shows this year, so it's a lot.
Wow. So how do you, Rod, how do you keep your voice up? I mean, do you guys, like, drink special fluids or do special exercises?
we try to take care of voices as best as we can, of course, because it's our instrument. It's everything. It's all about the voice. So one thing we do, we don't smoke. We don't drink because alcohol can, that's dehydrating and everything else. We try to... The main thing we realize is that just try to get some sleep. So generally, if there's an after party, you won't find Naturally 7 there because we have to try to rest up because you have to rejuvenate the voice because we're hitting it again the very next day.
Right, right. Well, now, Roger, you started the group, right, with your brother Warren?
Yeah, that's right.
And your mom wouldn't let you get a drum set, I read somewhere. So you started. What's that about?
Well, yeah, Warren is the vocal drummer in the band, and yeah, my mom thought that was just the whole, she thought that was too noisy. She thought it was just too noisy. So we did have guitar lessons and some other things, but drums, that's just too much. So he started from when we were kids, just imitating the sounds of a drum set. So by the time we started this band, that was one of the ideas that came up, like, let's go back to the childhood days, when I was rapping and you was just doing the beatbox thing. And he took it further than the beatbox thing. He actually started, actually sounding like the different parts, the different drums of a drum set. So
yeah.
That was the beginning of what we call Vocal Play.
And that's the name of your new album, Vocal Play, and that's the song, one of the songs, All I Ever Wanted, I just played opening the show today. So if you guys are listening, please check them out, naturally7.com, and you can, your album's out overseas, but when is it coming out in the U.S., Vocal Play?
We are waiting for the final date. We know it's going to be, anytime within the next 60 days. But we haven't been given the actual, because the date changes, we're adding some more finishing touches to the project. So we haven't been given the exact date, but we tell your listeners to, look out for it in the next 30 to 60 days.
That's wonderful. I think we have one more call on the line. Hold on. Good morning. Hi, can you hear me? You're calling from 646 area code? Okay, I guess they're laid back. I'm going to play one of your songs. This is one probably people know you mostly for, Feel in the Air Tonight. So I'm going to play that just for the listeners.
All right.
Of a nerd, you used to be a computer technician, huh?
I don't know. I'll say no and yes to that. Before doing this, full time in Nationally 7, I did work as in the IT department at an architectural firm. So I guess I got a little bit of that geek side in me. A little bit of the geek squad is in there.
Okay. So how did you hook up with Roger?
I've known Roger and a few other guys for a long time, since about 92, kind of met through a friend of a friend. And, always had this love of music. And, we started singing together, actually, in another group back then, just because we loved music, harmonizing so much. And, when Naturally 7 formed, that's just when we decided just to do something different and take music in a whole different direction for us. And we go way back.
You go way back. Let me try to see if I can get this other caller. I think somebody wants to ask you a question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
You guys sound so awesome. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, many blessings to you guys and your success and everything that you do in life, definitely. I want to say to the kings, I'm calling y'all kings. I was looking at your picture. Y'all definitely are gorgeous. So I just want to know.
hold on. We're on the radio now. We've got listeners.
I know. The music that y'all sing, I just want to know, is it coming from the heart? And who writes your songs?
Thank you so much for calling in, honey.
Thank you.
We write our songs. Every now and then we'll take something that people are familiar with and kind of flip it a little bit and turn it inside out. That's one of the specialties we do. But anytime you hear an original song, pretty much 90% of the time we're the writers on the song. And where the songs come from, we come from a church background, so there's so many things that people are saying out there. We figured, we might just say something a little different. So oftentimes, we might be coming from an inspirational, we might be coming from a social standpoint. We just try to come from some place that is not the norm, but definitely from our hearts. So.
Yeah, definitely. You guys have some wonderful music. Let me play another one of your clips. This is the song Closer, and then I'll have some questions, a little sneak question in there for you after I play this. All right, guys?
All right.
Better.
Nobody.
Hey guys, well I'm going to tell you, we got people in Jamaica on the in the chat room telling me they love your sound, they love the Wall of Sound album. People from the UK, I want to give a shout out to Vera. She said that Hawk's birthday is today or something.
What's up?
Yeah, no, Vera is on it. She's a good friend of ours, and she definitely seems like knows more about us than we know about ourselves.
Well, she wanted me to tell you hi, and she said she loves your group, and she's jamming to it on her iPod. Also, people in Jamaica talking about they love the Wall of Sound. Which album is the best for you? Which one do you think you just took it home? I mean, which out of you? Roger, which one?
That's always a hard question because, you know, they're like all of our, you know, they're like babies, they're like your children. I'm going to go with, if I had to pick one, I'm going to go with the one that's coming out. The latest,
yeah.
I think, kind of combines everything that we've learned over the last couple of years and then takes everything further and then not too far. So in terms of voice, because a lot of times when people hear our stuff, they're like, I can't believe it's, I just can't believe it's a, you know, a human voice. So we made sure, you know, we kept breathing on this one and made sure that, you know, we left little things in there that if they listen hard enough, they'd go, oh, yeah, there he goes. There goes that. So we've done that, and we just kind of like, you know, the musical side of, you know. But then again, like I said, we love all the work that we've done in the past because it's been a journey.
Yeah. Well, Rod, now you're doing the trumpet sound and scratching. How did you guys decide which sound? How did you know who was going to do what? Who was going to do drums? Who was going to do the trumpet? You know.
A lot of it just is almost like it's kind of by default in the sense that whoever is the best at something or whoever voice is best pitched at something, I mean, he's going to be the guy. For example, when it comes to Warren on drums, he was like the only one that really could do it, you know, and the only, especially like that, he was the best at it. So, Warren, you're going to do the drums. When it comes to the bass, nobody has a low voice like Hop, so naturally Hop, you're going to be on the bass. And when it came to other instruments like, you know, higher sounding things, okay, that's going to fall to me and Garfield and Jamal because the horns and things of that are high. And I was just pretty good at it. And when it came to the DJ, it's just something that I've been doing probably since I was like a, you know, young teenager, wanting to be a DJ, having some equipment, you know, but it wasn't really that good. And I would like kind of vocalize what I wanted to do with my hands, you know, with my mouth. And, you know, just one day in a rehearsal, you know, some of the guys heard it and said, wow, we should use that. We should put that in there. And then, you know, that's kind of where that has been. But, you know, each guy actually came with his own specialty, to something that no one else could do. And other things, you know, we all learned, and that came about just by who was going to be better at it and whose voice was pitched for it.
Right, right. Well, I just want to tell you, again, if you guys are listening, check out naturally7.com. You can check out their tour dates. You can purchase their albums. They have, this is their fifth album, but they have Nonfiction, came out 2000, What It Is in 2003, The Christmas, It's a Love Story, Ready to Fly, and Vocal Play Now, and they have been on the Tonight Show, the Today Show, the Late Show, the Ellen Show. They've been all over the place. Now, you know, guys, Roger, the women out there, we kind of heard a little bit from the caller, what's the deal? Who's available? Who's not? You know, can we send you flowers? What's going on, Roger?
Well, you can always send us flowers. It's all good. But like say the two of us are. I'm married and Rod is single. And I think in the group, I think we're four of us are married.
All right. Well, don't speak for anybody, you know, because you don't want to get nobody in trouble, okay? But let's get back to the music. You guys have a gospel, a church background, Roger, and I want to play one of the songs, "Bridge Over Troubled Waters," just for the listeners, just to bring that into you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
when the
Wow, that just takes me back, almost like a meditative state. You guys have so many, I mean, people may not know, they got the rap, they have this acapella, they have the gospel. If you go to my webpage right now, they'll see the TED conference and you guys performing there. Roger, how was that going to TED? I mean, it's just such innovation going on over in the TED conferences. How was that?
Actually, that turned out to be actually great. I mean, we were interested, you know, how we were invited, you know, how the invitation came about. But then, you know, we connected it to, okay, so we're doing this innovative thing with vocal play and everything. But then just being there, it was early in the morning, too. It was early in the morning, and the crowd, it didn't matter how early it was. They loved it. We loved it. It was just one of those performances that we'll remember for a lifetime, and it turned out real good, as people can see on on your website. They named it what was the name of that? What's the name of that clip? I like the name of the beatbox.
Was a beatbox
whole
band? A
band.
Yeah,
beatbox. Yeah.
So I liked
that. Is great.
I liked it. Yeah.
So somebody in the chat room is asking me about a ping pong tournament. Rod, what's up with that? What's going on?
Well, on the tour, here with, you know, Michael Bublé, I mean, he's just a real competitive guy, and there's a ping pong table that is brought out. You know, everywhere we go, it goes with us. It's backstage, and you know, we just in the nature of competition, it turned to be a big tournament. And where there's, you know, it goes around almost like World Cup. Anybody watching World Cup, I mean, it's broken down into groups and then pairings and so on and so forth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It gets serious. And, you know, it's just something that we do. It's part of our daily routine. We get to the table and really go at it. You know, there's heavy competition between Roger. Yeah.
Wait, what's Roger saying? Go ahead. What'd you say, Roger?
I'm saying that right now, even outside of that, me and Michael, we've got this personal thing going on that by the end of this tour, which is like in about 10 days, this leg of this tour, if whoever's won the most games, he's up by four right now, whoever's won the most games has to go up on the stage and say, "I am not worthy to play the other guy." I've got to announce it to the audience. So
oh my
I'm
God.
Playing real, real hard to make sure that that's him.
yeah, you got to try. But for me to you and I guess and all the other listeners out there, I think Roger is gonna be the one taking the mic. He's having a hard time with it right now.
Your ego's getting a little bruised. So talking about the soccer, Spain, Netherlands, which one, Roger? Who do you want?
I'm gonna go with Spain because I thought that this was gonna be the. This one to go to the Germans because they were just so dominant in every way. And then Spain.
Yes, they just came out, right?
Yeah. So I think, but then again, both teams have, teams just to get to where they're at. So, you know, it's going to be a real game.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of them have won ever. So, I mean, this is just going to be fanatical. It's just going to be crazy there.
Those countries are going to be losing their minds.
One of the countries. So now you're going to be in Florida tonight. And, again, if people are listening, they can go to their website, naturally7.com, and check out the rest of the tour dates. And now what's the thing with the English, Roger? Talk to us about that.
Well,
where did that
English
come from?
That comes from I was born in England.
Yeah.
And we moved to New York when I was, when I was a kid. And with the English accent, it took a long time for that English accent to go away. And so, you know, the kids, you know, before they would even learn a name, were more like, "English! English! Hey, you, English!" So,
oh, man.
And we just, as I got into rapping and stuff, I just said, we'll just hold on to that.
Right. And now, Rod, you're from the United States, though, right? And you're from...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From New York directly, Queens, living in Queens in the house.
yeah, no doubt. I was born upstate New York. I was born in Rochester.
Okay.
I've lived in pretty much in New York my whole life. Born and raised here in America.
Homegrown. America. We got people in the chat room from America. Just they want to tell you they love you. They like your sound. One of the listeners was saying, oh, this is Vera again. She said, "If You Love Me," and is one of the great songs on Vocal Play, and You're Beautiful is another one. But I hope that the listeners will definitely check out your website, naturally7.com, and you can, again, pick up some of their older albums, Ready to Fly. You can check out videos on there. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. Where else are you guys? You're on MySpace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, pretty much all the – all the, you know, online, you know, media and you know, various avenues. We're there. We have a presence everywhere. So it's if you want to find us, we're easy to find.
Yeah, definitely. Also on my webpage, I put the 768 video, which is a really, right. I think, a good example of your different skills and talents. So definitely people go to my webpage there, and at the bottom of the page you'll see another video of Naturally 7. So now how do you maintain your families and stuff, because you're constantly touring, Roger? What are some things that you can tell these young artists out there who may be just starting out and just a little stressed dealing with family and touring? What do you do? Do you call? Do you Skype? I mean, what's the deal?
I mean, I do all of that, you know, all of the above. But what's really important, you know, with, you know, whoever your partner is, whoever your family is for them to have a true understanding of what you do. And better than understanding is a love. Wow, it would be hard to do, you know, what I do if my family, you know, starting with my wife, didn't love what I did. You know, that really, really helps. So when you're like, hey, I'll be back in a month.
Yeah, like, what do you say to that, you know?
You know, that's, if they don't have a love for what you do, that's just not going to cut it. It doesn't matter how much they love you. It's just not going to cut. They need to have a love for what you do, because then that creates an understanding. When I'm supposed to be back in 6 weeks, and then I call in saying, you know what, the tour's been extended for another 2 weeks. So, you know, outside of just patience and that understanding, they've got to have that also.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, reiterate it enough. They've got to have that love for what you do, too, because it's going to be needed.
Yeah. Now, Rod, now you say you're single?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So how do you deal with all the groupies and the fans coming at you? I mean, you know, I'm sure at every city you got people knocking on the back door. Can I come in? Can I talk to you? You know, I mean, what do you tell the young brothers out here? Because, you know, it can be a little scary out there. It can be overwhelming. Your head gets too big. Well, how do you keep calm, keep humble?
No doubt. Well, one thing, the fact that we're blessed that, you know, I mean, it's seven of us, and it's not about any one guy. So one thing that helps us, you know, if any one guy's head starts to get big, there's six other guys to say, you know, tone it down. You know, it's not like that. And we keep ourselves in check. We like to, we like to look at the history too. Look at the other groups. Look at other things that have happened. What derailed other artists in the past, and we try to avoid those mistakes ourselves. And you know, this is just, we've been doing it for a while now, and you learn that though there's, you know, you receive a lot of accolades and a lot of, you know, and a lot of attention, you know, yeah, the mindset is, you know, and I would say, you know, it's being on stage can do something. The same young lady that is so crazy about you right now because you just saw you perform, if you walk by her in the mall, might not even look your direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep these things in perspective, and not let that, you know, go to your head and go to your and think, and you begin thinking that, well, I'm king of the world. You know, you do what you do. And as an artist, I mean, I'm glad that there are people that appreciate my art. There's people that appreciate me and that sort of thing. But you know, I keep it in perspective, and I think that is something that, you know, most people probably just really need to do. Recognize that, you know, it's not about, you know, the flattery.
For the moment,
you know.
For the moment, you're getting that flattery, mm-hmm. you're getting those mm-hmm. accolades. But then when you leave, like you said, you know, you're just a regular guy. So now, Roger, we got a couple minutes left. Somebody's asking about Quincy Jones' album coming out. What's up?
Yeah, well, we met Quincy about 2 years back. We did his 75th birthday out in Switzerland, and we were the only, non-legends on the stage. We were on the stage with nothing but legends, you know, Patty Austin.
You're a legend now. You guys are legends now. Take the crown. Take the crown like the lady said. You guys are kings now, so you can go with that.
So, you know, he came up on the stage. He was like, you know, who the heck are you guys, blah, 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 and we've been friends ever since. So he's coming out with his first album I believe in like 15 years, with a host of superstars on it, you know, from Mary J. Blige to Akon to Eminem to Ludacris. I mean, anybody that's anybody is going to be on that album. And we are singing the title track with Ludacris. And that's coming out, we believe, look for it in October.
October,
Sol Nostra.
Okay.
Nostra. So, we're looking forward to that. That's, I think everybody's going to love the way that sounds.
I'm sure going to love that.
And then we got Ludacris rapping over the top of it, so it's cool.
That's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being able to come on this morning. Again, if you're listening, check out naturally7.com. Tonight they're going to be in Florida, but you can check out their tour dates, their upcoming albums with all the famous people, with other legends standing next to them. You guys are definitely legends, and I just want to say I love your music. I wish you much success in all areas of your life. Rod and Roger, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank
it was our pleasure.
Thank you for everything you're doing for us, too. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you, listeners, for listening to this morning. This is a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, but today is Sunday. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. You can also become a fan of the show going to Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Next week, I'll be here at 11 a.m. talking about the new Jim Crow. Yes, there is still Jim Crow, and it's in the form of prison, so please tune in at 11 a.m. We're talking with author Michelle Alexander. And then at 11:30, I'm going to be cooking up some good stuff with Chef Silva Sanat at 11:30. That's next Saturday. So please follow me on Twitter.com. Check us out on Facebook. And definitely check out naturally7.com. I'm going to leave the show with a song from their newest album, All I Ever Wanted. I have a wonderful Sunday and a good week. Thank you so much.